Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 28th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the Message paraphrase starting today. I'm going to read in the Message for a week or so. I just wanted to read the Proverbs in the way that Eugene Peterson paraphrased them. But the story in John's Gospel is very interesting as well. Today in John's Gospel, we'll continue the theme of Jesus being the light of the world. And we'll see Jesus do a physical healing that has a spiritual reality behind it. He heals a man who was born blind, so he has seen darkness his whole life. And then he's able to see light. It's amazing. This is the same thing that happens in our hearts, hopefully, when we come to know Jesus. The darkness that was there is replaced with light. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes of this story, and I pray that the Lord would illuminate it for us. Starting in verse 1 of John chapter 9. Walking down the street, Jesus saw a man, blind from birth. His disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, causing him to be born blind?" Jesus said, "You're asking the wrong question. You're looking for someone to blame. There is no such cause-effect here. Look instead for what God can do. We need to be energetically at work for the one who sent me here, working while the sun shines. When night falls, the workday is over. For as long as I am in the world, there is plenty of light. I am the world's light." He said this and then spit in the dust, made a clay paste with the saliva, rubbed the paste on the blind man's eyes, and said, "Go wash at the pool of Siloam." Siloam means sent. The man went and washed and saw. Soon the town was buzzing. His relatives and those who year after year had seen him as a blind man begging were saying, "Why, isn't this the man we knew who sat here and begged?" Others said, "It's him all right." But others objected, "It's not the same man at all. It just looks like him." He said, "It's me, the very one." They said, "How did you get your eyes opened?" "A man named Jesus made a paste and rubbed it on my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' I did what he said. When I washed, I saw." "So where is he?" "I don't know." They marched the man to the Pharisees. This day when Jesus made the paste and healed his blindness was the Sabbath. The Pharisees grilled him again on how he had come to see. He said, "He put a clay paste on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "Obviously, this man can't be from God. He doesn't keep the Sabbath." Others countered, "How can a bad man do miraculous, God-revealing things like this?" There was a split in their ranks. They came back to the blind man. "You're the expert. He opened your eyes. What do you say about him?" He said, "He is a prophet." I come back to this passage often when I'm trying to think through the causes of bad things in our world. It's a gift to us to remind us that not everything can be linked to a sin or a pattern. It says here in the NIV, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life." Oftentimes we're looking for someone or something to blame when bad things happen. Also, I love the fact that Jesus's miracle is showing us a deeper story, that he is healing physical blindness and reminding us that there may be blind spots in our lives that need to be healed. And so, Lord, we open ourselves up to you and we want your correction and your instruction. And so for that reason, we turn over to the Proverbs, which is a book that is trying to give us wisdom from the Lord. Again, I'm reading in the Message paraphrase, and I'm starting with Proverbs chapter 17, starting in verse 10, and I'll go through verse 17. A quiet rebuke to a person of good sense does more than a whack on the head of a fool. Criminals out looking for nothing but trouble won't have to wait long. They'll meet it coming and going. Better to meet a grizzly robbed of her cubs than a fool hell-bent on folly. Those who return evil for good will meet their own evil returning. The start of a quarrel is like a leak in a dam, so stop it before it bursts. Whitewashing bad people and throwing mud on good people are equally abhorrent to God. What's this? Fools out shopping for wisdom? They wouldn't recognize it if they saw it. Friends love through all kinds of weather, and families stick together in all kinds of trouble. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word today. I want us to pray for the homebound members of Mountain Brook Baptist, or those who are in senior living facilities, those who may feel forgotten, or for whatever reason they cannot be with us today and they can't be physically in worship. Let us pray that the Lord would remind them of His presence, and that we as the body of Christ would be encouragers to them as well. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the reminders that You are the light of the world, and You have come to illuminate all the darkness. We pray, Lord, according to the wisdom of the Proverbs, that You would help us to be a friend that loves through all kinds of weather, and that we might stick together through all kinds of trouble. And so for those who can't be with us because they are homebound or they are in a senior living facility and just cannot make their way here to worship with us physically, I pray, Lord, Your compassion, Your encouragement upon them. Help them to know their value, their worth. Help them to be reminded of Your presence with them through the Holy Spirit. And help us, Lord, to use what You've given us to be an encouragement to them as well. Bring to mind an individual even now that we can pray for. And Lord, would You just give us wisdom on whether we need to give them a phone call or write them a card or go by and visit. Thank You, Lord, for this congregation and for all those who are listening. We pray, Lord, that Your resurrection glory would shine brightly. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.